Hello, everybody. It's Mike Bailey, aka the Silver Fox, coming to you live from Western Colorado. It's been a while, but couldn't just sit here, you know, with everything that's going on in the world every day and just be quiet, you know, and just hush hush about some things. So I'm gonna talk about some issues here in a little bit. Like always, never ever forget Benghazi. Those who are responsible should be hung from the rafters of the White House. And if there is no rafters of the White House, the Brooklyn Bridge will always do. Start off with this day in history. Back in 1955, Winston Churchill resigns. When we jump to 1994, this day in history, Kurt Cobain commits suicide. This day in history, year 2000, Lee Petty dies. So, excuse me while I light this cigarette. Sip on this cognac. Alright, but yeah, it's been a while since I've done a podcast. Just haven't been really busy, just been dealing with a lot of emotional shit, private shit, you know, just trying to get, you know, things situated in my life, which is hard, you know. Everybody, I think, struggles every day in their own way, whether it's you know, drug addiction, gambling addiction, you know, and besides that, then you have the every other day, you know, bullshit to deal with, you know. I don't know, I was watching a video and I was like, man, I gotta get on here. I gotta say something. I can't be this quiet, you know. It's my right, you know, it's freedom of speech to, you know, talk some shit. But, you know, if people hate Donald Trump that much, like, I don't get it. I'm not saying he's the best president in the world or he's going to be the best president in the world. He's done this, he's done that. But I just don't see where the hatred comes from, unless it's just like, you know, because we had, you know, Obama before. So, like, you know, say we had a black president for 8 years and then all of a sudden the person behind him is a white man. So then, you know, he's automatically racist. I mean, that's the only way that I see it. And, you know, even like, you know, all the money wasted and all that crap over the Mueller report, nothing came back. If there was any conclusion, you know, with the Russians, you know, trying to do this and do that with the fucking election. And I don't get it to where like, oh, now we got to investigate that Mueller report. You know, it's not right. We can't, to me, it's a circus. And it's like, I mean, you can even relate to, like, growing up, and no matter where you lived, I mean, we've all watched, and even we didn't want to, like, you know, back in the day when there was, like, only, like, four or five channels on TV, say you skip school or whatever, and or there was no school, you know, there's nothing on TV, but, like, soap operas. And, like, to me, that's exactly what the government is. It's just one big soap opera, you know? And, like, honestly, do we really need these people? You could say, I mean, you could say, like, okay, in our lives, but, like, contemplating and, like, making decisions or trying, like, you know, you could say, even, like, rule us or whatever, you know, saying the effect is, like, in your everyday life, you know? So-and-so wants to, you know, put a tax on cigarettes, you know, because it's so bad or, you know what I'm saying? But, like, if it boils down to, if something is brought up in the news, whether it's tax related, election related or whatever. It's funny because like you hear about it once or twice, and then like it disappears. You know, saying like you don't, then you don't hear about it. But then, say that cigarette tax did pass or whatever, you know, and like, oh, you know, we're gonna use that money for the schools and we're gonna use the money for the roads and so. But it's the same bullshit. It's the same bullshit we hear every day, every 2 months, every 6 months, every year, every 4 years. You know what I'm saying? And you know, I would say it's the way of life is better, you know, you could say than 100 years ago, you know, because that's, but a lot of that has to do with like you know, technology, you know, not the government. I wouldn't say the government has made anybody's life better. You know what I'm saying? And I don't get it to where, you know, like, I mean, are we, you know, if you grow up and you're becoming an adult and like you're an adult legally, you could say when you're 18, but you know, when you're 18, you can't drink. I mean, you can vote. And then, you know, and of course now some states are passing to where you can't even smoke until you're 21. But like, do we need these people? I mean, we're all, as I'm saying, are we as a society so dependent on someone telling us what we need or what we should do? You know what I'm saying? Like, you think about a life without government. You know what I'm saying? And think about how, like, the Constitution and all that stuff was set up. You know what I'm saying? And, like, think about it. Like, if the, each state more or less, like, handle their own affairs, you know? And like that federal government was actually doing what, you know, like the federal government was supposed to do, just be in charge of the military. You know, I think America as a whole would be a lot better place to live. And it might take a while to get used to, you know, saying, because you're going to still have your crybaby bitches about, oh, you know, I need this and I need that. And like, no, you don't, man. I mean, you could live within your means. And we could trade amongst each other, you know what I'm saying? And still, you know, saying survive. I mean, honestly, do we need a McDonald's on every fucking block? And a Burger King on every fucking block? And a fucking, you know, I don't get it. You know what I'm saying? I mean, and that's, and like, you know, you work and, you know, you work to provide to your family. You know, provide for your family, or maybe it's just you. Maybe it's just you and your girlfriend, you know, you and your wife. You have no kids or whatever. But like, I mean, is that it? I mean, is that the most? I mean, that's not what you're looking like in the long term of life. It's like, yeah, you know, okay, man, we gotta save, you know, I wanna retire. And yes, people are living longer, but I mean, is that it? Like, you go to work and then you're all, you know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, those of the of you that look forward to the weekend, like, to me is a mistake, because you should look forward for every single day. And just because you don't have to work, you know, saying, doesn't mean, okay, man, I'm hammered for 2 days. Woo, man. I mean, that's, is that what you're working for? I mean, is that your life? Is that your goal? You know, saying, I mean, is that it? There's nothing more than that. And this world is just a bay. Fuck it. I'm working. You know, I'm getting screwed by Uncle Sam. You know, hey, he's taking taxes out of my check. When I go buy something, he's taking taxes out of my whatever I buy. I mean, you can't even buy a house. You pay that house off, you're still gonna have to pay them. You still have to pay property tax. You could pay that house off. You pay your house off tomorrow. Still have to pay them property tax. And think about it. Don't pay them for fucking 3 or 4 years. You ain't gonna have a fucking house. A vehicle, you know, you have to get registered every year. You know, a toy, you know, you could say, you know, ATV or a boat. It's gotta be registered. And when you do that, you're paying taxes. Taxes every time. Taxes, 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 taxes. And if you have millions and millions of people in this country, and the only thing that they, you know, you could think of is the weekend, then we have came so far from like just being, you know, saying like even like spiritually connected with anything, you know? And it goes back to even like knowing your neighbor. Like, you don't even know who your fucking neighbor is anymore. But like I said, I'm just ranting. You know, like I said, it's been a while, but like, I wish, I don't know, I'm like, we didn't need, you know, I think we could just, you know, me personally, I think we're way past revolution. I think we should have had a revolution in the 60s, 50s, whatever, you know. To have one now would be, I don't think it would happen. You know, people couldn't get off their fucking phone, let alone the fucking, you know, people are texting, driving. You know, they don't give a fuck. They know what's illegal. They know what kills people. But hey, you know, I'm above. You know, it's me. Look at me in my fucking little Audi and fucking, you know, that daddy paid for. And, you know, I'm better than anybody else. And, you know, that's the mentality of now. Is like, there's no, I don't know what the fuck you want to call it. It's just, you go back to like back in the 20s and 30s, maybe even before that, when you had first class citizens and second class citizens and third class, you know, saying, I don't think that's ever changed. I think it was, you know, shoved under the rug for a little bit, you know, maybe in like the 60s and 70s, maybe even the 80s. But after that, you know, it's just like, you know, if you're not one of us, you're not one of us, you know, and I don't know. I don't get it. I don't get it to where, you know, saying that, like, even if you're driving in these major cities and you see these homeless people, and I know those homeless kids too and children, and there shouldn't be one person on that fucking street, not one person. If you think of all the churches and the so-called community, you know, organizations, with Salvation Army, Goodwill, you know. There should not be one person on the street, sleeping on the street at all, begging for food, begging for change. I know there's some con men out there, you know what I'm saying? But the ones that, you know, con people, you know what I'm saying, turn them in, you know? Hey, this guy's over here, you know, he's making $200-$300 a day, standing on the corner, and he's leaves and he jumps in a BMW or jumps in Mercedes. Turn him in. Those are those people that actually need the help. You know what I'm saying? I think people seem to start complaining more and more to the actual mayor of your city, the actual, you know, as you could say, county commissioner, whoever. Like, look, why? Why is there 20 people down here camping by the river? Why? You know, election's coming up soon, I guess, whatever. And I got like 20 some odd people running against Trump, which I think is hilarious. And I think it's funny that Hillary's not in there, but then you have creepy Joe Biden wanting to put his two cents in. And that's what, like, kind of upsets me. It's just like, I don't need your guys' shit. I don't think we as a society need your guys' shit. You know, I don't need a Taco Bell in every fucking corner. You know what I'm saying? There's other places, you know, there's money could go other places. You know what I'm saying? It could be used in other places. You know, instead of giving Taco Bell another tax write-off, you know what I'm saying? So we can, I don't get it. I don't get it to where that's it. And you can travel. And you can live in one part of the state and go to another part of the state. It looks exactly the fucking same. Almost. Everything is commercialized. There's hardly anything that's unique anymore. And if it is, you know what I'm saying? I'm not saying it's hard to find. But people settle for the norm. You know? Because I guess it's convenient, you know? And I'm probably just as guilty as most of you know saying, I wouldn't say rather, but like, you know, like, well, fuck, man, here I am, you know, okay, man, I'm hungry. Taco Bell, McDonald's, Burger King, whatever, Wendy's, what is it going to be, you know? Instead of going to the grocery store, maybe grabbing some, you know, whatever. But it's a lot of us do with time too, you know. Time is a big issue, you know. I probably waste more time than anybody, but procrastinate, whatever, you know. Shit, I'll be 48 this summer, you know, and fucking hell, I could have been a better father, better husband, better friend, you know, to those that are around me. But once I realized some of the mistakes that I have made, you know, you try to correct them, but it's funny, you know, nobody ever remembers the good times. They sure fucking want first to point the bad you done, the bad deeds you've done, you know. Like I said, you know, I just can't be quiet. I gotta just talk some shit out. I don't even like, you know, I don't even know if I'm gonna stay in Colorado that much longer. Can't find a job. I was diagnosed recently with degenerative disc disease. So I've been kind of laid up. And I'll tell you what, that's the worst. God, I don't wish that pain on anybody. I don't wish it on my worst enemy. And it makes you a different person. It makes you angry, irritable, you know, where you just, everything you do, you're in pain, you know, and I don't like to take pain pills to begin with, but like I try to take some like CBD / you know, 50% THC, 50% CBD edibles, and they worked for a while, but in the same effect, like I didn't want to become, I'm not saying you become dependent on marijuana, but I could kind of feel my body like wanting it, you know. Not to the edge to where I was like addicted, but like just like a routine, something like being a routine, you know, of doing, you know, something like that. But I think that's why over the years, like drinking, because I know one thing, you know, drinking alcohol helped, you know, the back pain a hell of a lot, you know. And you know, being an alcoholic, well, eventually catch up with you one way or the other, you know, with family or friends or even, you know, the law getting involved. But you just gotta drink responsible. So, but yeah, this is just another sunny day out here in Colorado. It's about to be spring. A lot of snow up in the mountains, a lot of snow. Gonna be melting. Hopefully it doesn't melt too fast, because there'll be a lot of flooding, so hopefully spring is just like a nice slow warm up, and then we'll be out of the drought that we've been in for a couple years. So, but yeah, that's it. I'm gonna keep it short and sweet, and thank you all for who have listened to any of my podcasts before. This won't be the last one, but I do appreciate you. And, be safe. And God bless.